it says in Psalm 34, get away from evil and do good. Surmera, get away from evil, and do good. And this is not just a nice idea that David HaMelech, King David, came up with. Rather, this is a way, this is an order, a specific order in which you should serve God. The first thing you have to do in your life is to get away from the evil things. Get the bad things and the evil things out of your life. Sometimes they come from outside, sometimes they come from inside, etc. And then, once, so to speak, you clean the house, then you can let the king in. So go start doing good things. However, there are certain times that this order has to be changed. How do I know this? This is not an idea I came up with. Rather, this is in the Torah. The weekly reading is called Nasoi. Nasoi literally means to elevate. However, this refers to counting the families of Levites that used to serve the priests in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle. Now, at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, previous reading, we start reading about this counting of the three families of Levites. Kehos, the first one in the end of Bamidbar, which is actually was not the oldest. The oldest was Gershon. I'm going to touch this thing in a minute. First of all, we count Kehos. Then we count Gershon, and then we count Merari. The idea of Kehos, what they used to carry, was the most holy things in the tabernacle. The ark, where the tablets were stored, and there was a candelabra, and there was a table with bread. Most holy things that were in the most inner part of the tabernacle. This represents good things like Kehos. The name Kehos itself comes from the word ikhas, which means to gather. When you gather good things, and you get a whole thing together, formed of good things, this represents doing good. But, however, Kehos was not the oldest son of Levi. The oldest son was called Gershon. Gershon means, comes from the word to get out. Gershon means to divorce, so to speak. And he used to carry the things that were outside and protected this tabernacle from the people coming in and coming out, whatever. This represents, again, a protection to what is inside. That means to take out the evil from you and don't let the evil go into your life. Again, the proper order, as King David said, is Surmera, first of all, get away from evil, and then Vaseitayim, and then do good things. However, we see in this week's reading, between the end of Parshas Bamidbar, last week's reading, and the beginning of this Parsha, Parshas Nasoi, that sometimes you have to change the order. Sometimes you have to count first the good things. That means, even though you're not completely refined, even though you have many, many things to correct and to work on within yourself, in the place where you live, etc., etc. However, when you start doing good things, even though there are many things you have to still work on, when you start doing good things, that's going to help you to get rid of the evil that is inside of you and that comes from the outside into you, etc. That's why, actually, Kehos, which was not the oldest son of Levi, is counted first. Not only because he was carrying the most holy things, rather because sometimes in life you have to change the order. Of course, for a good purpose, but not because I'm just, hey, I came up with an idea. No. This is written actually in the scriptures. And that's also a way we can understand that the Torah is not just a book of history. Rather, the Torah is a book of teachings. The Torah is teaching us, hey, I know there's going to come a time when you're going to have to change the order. And I'm going to teach you how to do it. First of all, go start doing things. Go start serving God. Go start learning the Torah. Go start fulfilling the commandments that really correspond to your life, etc., etc. And then that's going to help you to get rid of the bad inside of you. And after that comes the third son of Levi, which is called Merari. Merari comes from the word Merirus. Merirus means bitterness. Only when a person really, really starts letting, quote unquote, the king inside of his life and starts really getting rid of the bad things inside of him, he starts realizing how far he's from God. Then starts working towards really improving your life. And that thinking, that meditating about the real farness you have from God, that leads to bitterness, which bitterness doesn't mean to be depressed. Depression means I'm good for nothing. I'm a nothing. Bitterness means I'm good, but I acted wrong and I should correct myself. So we see from the order in which the Torah actually states the three sons of Levi, we see that there are different ways of serving God. And for our generation, we cannot start by getting rid of the bad. Start doing good, and that's going to get you closer to God.